It's like Ed Next on Reset. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Chinese New Year. Glad to be back, people. We're going to talk about a couple things on this next episode of Reset. We're going to handle Skate 2, released by Black Box, the now defunct Need for Speed people. And what else are we going to cover? Something else?
Star Ocean?
No. Wrong. No, also wrong. Ever Samurai. God, y'all are fail.
Welcome to Reset with your host, Radio Mike.
Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Reset. We're glad to be back in action and, you know, pumping out these reviews and previews and all kinds of other stuff for you people. So we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to get started with our first little preview of Skate 2. So for that, we have Mr. Lawrence.
Okay, how's everyone doing out there? Name's Lawrence, as you obviously very well know by now. We're going to be talking about Skate 2. All right, we're going to be talking about Skate 2 for the Xbox 360 today. Developed by Black Box, who, again, have been noted for their development with the Need for Speed series. And the game is also published by Electronic Arts, which it seems is publishing pretty much everything these days.
Because they own everything, right?
Everything. And everything's mother. But no, seriously. Skate 2 is obviously a skateboarding game centering around the idea, more so than the Tony Hawk series, which has recently collapsed. It focuses more on realism in the sense of, like, you know, you truly have to try to execute the tricks that they're asking you to do well in order to progress. So, like, no more 10 million point combos anymore. You really have to try to get everything that you can in this game. As far as even simply, like, going from ollies to, like, some of the crazier tricks, like flips and the more complicated grind techniques that they have on there as far as rail. In regards to the actual gameplay, if you played the first one, you pretty much know what to expect. Although some of the things, as far as the engine is concerned, have changed significantly. Like, a lot of the detections for the commands have changed. Some have been improved to the point where they're actually easier to do. Others have been changed because they were too easy to do, and it's thus a lot harder now to pull off, like, you know, 360 backflips, for example, because apparently a lot of people were doing that. They've also added a lot of new actions. It's like, seeing as though I haven't played the first game in the series, I can't truly comment on those. But one thing I can comment on is the addition of the manual bail, which is something that if you're going to be trying to do everything there is to do in the game, you're going to want to get into that as soon as possible. By holding the two triggers and pressing in both of the analog sticks at any one time during the game, no matter if you're on the ground or in the air, you can manually just disengage from your board. And as soon as you're disengaged, you can use the right analog stick to reposition your body and the left analog stick to choose which direction you're facing as you're repositioning your body in any of four positions to basically just throw your stuff into retarded circumstances as far as falling into things and, like, knocking people over.
What are the four positions that you can throw yourself into while you're in the air?
It's like, well, specifically, the four positions correspond to up, down, left, right on the analog stick, on the right one. And the four positions are...
Awesome. What's her name? Oh, her name's Candy.
Must want to know about the game. So.
It's vibrating. Oh, this is going to sound great. Take it off the table. It's vibrating.
All right.
Oh, man, Lawrence, that's as loud as you've been all episode.
That was me slapping the table.
I know. That's never heard.
Oh, sarcasm is great, but it's not. So, anyway.
So, anyway, we're talking about...
The four positions four you can positions. Go into as you're manually bailing off the board. Don't, Brandon. Don't. Just don't.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Just don't. You look like you were going to say something.
I wasn't.
All right, so don't.
He said the word positions in the number four.
And then Brandon started looking around the room.
Like tables. I was curious.
Really? I mean, you... All right, whatever.
So we're not talking about the game anymore. All right, we're talking about the game. So, back to the game. The four positions you can... like, set your skater to as you're bailing off the board. Like, a couple of them are retarded. Like, say, for instance, like, the torpedo or the judo kick, which is basically, like, you jump off your board, you stick your leg out, like you're Bruce Lee or something. And the torpedo is basically you take your body, put your arms at your sides, legs straight, you just turn into a missile, and you can take that and obviously throw yourself into just anyone or anything. My recommendation, take it, turn your body head first towards the cement. Easy score right there. Also makes for hilarious videos, which you can upload, by the way, to Xbox Live after going through a very cumbersome membership process.
For, it's not too bad. They do the same thing for all the EA games, though.
It's
another EA Nation.
Yeah, if you already have an account on EA Nation, you can use that.
It's unnecessary. It's totally
like
unnecessary
for me to sign up.
I mean, all you have to do is put in this and that, but you already remember Xbox Live.
You're saying it should be since you're a part of Xbox Live.
Yeah, exactly.
You're uploading this to whatever live server that they have, and it's like, here are the videos. It's like they do that for Gears. You don't have to join anything for Gears of War.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just get online, you go, it's on there, you can get it.
Here's a photo, upload.
Yeah, whereas in, like, Skate, you have to go through all these changes, and it's like, it's not even all these changes so much. It's like, I could see if I was on a PSN, but I'm on Xbox Live. These things should automatically, like, censor and align themselves properly, so that when I...
Why don't you like the PSN?
I was
going
to say, do you have to actually save a bail, or can you just go into a menu and look at the previous bails that you may have had?
Oh, you can, at any time, you can go to your replay editor and play back the last, like, 10 minutes of the game you've been playing. So it's like, if you go to do something, and you go, wait, I remember doing something, like, maybe 2 or 3 minutes ago, you go all the way back and just clip that out, save that, throw it somewhere. Take pictures of it if you want, save all that to your hard drive or your memory unit. Or again, just straight up upload it. You can also, another thing that they've added is the ability to get off of your board. And that is a hit or miss. It's like, if you're expecting to get off your board and be, say, I don't know, a Mario character, then no. You run like a human would run. Even when you're sprinting, you don't move but so very fast. However, when you're off your board, it allows you to do another key feature of the sequel, and that is to reposition items like dumpsters and, you know, like rails and stuff to set up for, like, trick strings. So... if you see, like, oh, well, this gap is weird. If I could get across here, that'd be awesome. It's like, you know, you just grab a couple dumpsters, drag them underneath the gap, take the dumpsters across, hop to the other side. It's, like, simple as that. Or you can, like, you know, it's not as simple, or rather, it's not as, like, you know, simplistic as just pulling, like, some specific objects. Like, you can't only pull, like, you know, random rails, and you can't only pull dumpsters. Like, you can set up ramps. Like, you can move, like, all types of, like fences and stuff, some fences, like benches. The occasional random chair, like the amount of stuff you can move. I haven't found everything myself, so I'm pretty sure a lot of people are capable of setting up, like, more complex things than I have, but the stuff I found, like, it's ridiculous the amount of depth there is in the game. And, like, considering the fact that a lot of the, like, the control scheme for Skate, again, is another thing that focuses heavily on realism. Like, you have to think of the buttons on the controller more so as appendages on your person, rather than, like, buttons. Kind of like Assassin's Creed, except not clunky and unplayable. So it's like, right stick controls your board, left stick controls, like, the way you turn your body. X and B control your individual feet, like you kick. Like, when you're standing on the board, if you press and hold one, you can kick manually. Okay. And if you press both, you can jump off your board.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the bumpers controls your hands, so when you go at the top of a ramp, you can hand plant.
Uh-huh.
If you press Y, you can get off your board at any time. And if you press Y again, hop back on your board. Left trigger, I think, just throws your board somewhere in case you need to pick something up and pull it around. Left trigger pulls your board back to you. Like, the controls, it's not necessarily, like, that the controls are complex.
Zombies!
Or the terrorists are invading, but no.
Yeah, more importantly, it could be terrorists.
Terror zombies.
Nazi zombies. Oh no!
It's like, yo, the Third Reich returns in zombie form.
World ain't ready for that kind of evil. But no, it's not necessarily that the controls are complex, and like in Mirror's Edge, they're not. It's not that the controls are just like impossible to grasp. It's that it's a different experience. Like people coming off from Tony Hawk, where it's like, oh, press A to jump. Press Y to do rail slides and just use the left analog stick to keep your balance. Hop off and just press all kinds of buttons, do all kinds of flips, because you jump 50 feet in the air, they're going to be kind of mad because you ollie at your highest is like 3.5-4 feet.
Yeah.
So it's like...
not incredibly high.
Yeah, you're not a ninja. You're a skateboarder, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, bro. It's like, yo, Tony Hawk has made it. It's desensitized us to the way that people really skate.
Exactly. So when Skate came out,
the way that you can really skate.
Yeah, and it's like Skate came out, and people were like, "Oh, this is kind of boring. This is boo." But then, like the reviews that came afterward, and a lot of the players' reviews after they got used to it, mm-hmm. were so much better than the Tony Hawk games that Tony Hawk just took his license from Activision.
Yeah. Notice how there are no more Tony Hawk games. It's like Project 8, then, hey, isn't there another one this year? No.
No, Tony Hawk. It's over.
It's like they got progressively worse as it went on.
It's not even worse. They just got, like, they ran out of ideas.
It got ridiculous.
Ain't but so many times you can have me spinning on, like, the steeple of a church.
It's like, yo, after I saw Spider-Man hand plant on the top of a bald man.
No. I was done. I was done before that, but, like, yeah, whatever. Like,
it's like, as Spider-Man, Wolverine, Iron Man, Lobo. I'm done. I'm done with Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I'm so done with the Tony Hawk series.
Well, I mean, it don't matter. We're done. It's over.
It's even if you were feeling sorry about that, like, yeah, whatever. You could go get, like, you know, whatever the latest one was they put out after 8 and just feel disappointment.
But it didn't look
good
at all.
What was that? That was Project 8, right? Yeah.
No, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't 8. There was one after.
American Wasteland.
Yeah, it was American Wasteland.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It was called Thaw. Wasn't it?
Because I thought it was Thaw, right? It was like, yeah.
And the graphics were horrible.
Exactly. It was so bad. That's why we started playing Skate. Man. It was just like,
yeah.
And it's like Skate came out and just changed the limit of what you could do in a skating game. Changed the dynamic, and it did in a very good way. So.
And as far as the improvements from the last game are concerned, the graphics have been improved, but it's still not, say, Gears. Like, it doesn't look as awesome as it could, but considering that it's running an entire city with no load times behind it, yeah. Unless you're starting an event or changing your character, then, like, I you shouldn't see any problems. Yeah. It's basically, like, if you're cool with Grand Theft Auto 4, then you'll be cool with Skate, as far as the graphics are concerned.
It's like, if you have issues with that, load it to the hard drive. You can do that now with the new NXT update, so...
Yep.
And by new, I mean that came out in November. If you don't have it, then...
if you don't have it, then...
Then you're doing something with your Xbox you're not supposed to.
Yeah, what he said.
And we don't talk about that here.
Yeah,
so,
not at all. No.
Not at all. God, go play Project 8.
It's like, oh, they also added female skaters, or the ability, rather, to create female skaters, which may or may not be something that everybody's about, but it's an weird addition nonetheless.
But that's weird, though, because, like, even after you turn your person into a female... they still refer to you as him dude. And
yeah,
dude.
Guys in the cinema still call you as him, dude.
Like, yo, man, what's that guy? Dude, that's him. It's like, but I'm a woman. And you get an achievement for all those achievement orders out there.
Gender bender.
Yeah, just change your thing from male to female and then back to male if you want to be a dude, and you'll just get 5 points.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a weird experience going from a man to a woman back to a video. But it's a video game, so you're allowed to do it. I mean, anything you want to do, you do it. You do it in a video game because it's, you know, free to do. You don't have to go get a plastic surgeon and other nonsense. But anything else you got to say about the game? What about the online component?
Well, as far as the online component is concerned, I previously mentioned the ability to take items in the street and use them to build trick lines. You can save those lines that you build and upload them online. Like, you can do tricks on them, set a score, and then post them online and wait for somebody to come and, like, figuratively own your spot, so to speak.
Okay.
Where they, like, beat your score, and then, bam, they officially, like, that's officially, like, theirs now. You have to come.
Okay. Oh, so, you have to come back and get your spot.
Like, you have to come back and either beat them, or someone has to come behind you and beat them.
That. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Like, you can also upload any of your, like, save videos for tricks or bails and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or your photos, and these can be rated. It's like, I don't know exactly how that works because I haven't done it yet, but the option's there. As far as, like, playing with other people is concerned...
Yeah, what about, like, the free skate mode?
Like, my ability was pretty much lag-free, and your experience is only going to be as good as the people you're playing with in regards to multiplayer, and that goes for everything. Yeah. Like, the game I played was pretty one-sided because after 5 minutes of the game, I went, oh, I'm going to play multiplayer. And even though, and I only know how to do an ollie and, like, at the best, like, a 360, like, pop shove it or something, which is basically, like, the right analog stick and just squiggle it. And it's, like, and everybody else is just getting, like, tens of thousands of points in, like, seconds.
And your score was kind of, like, you know, mediocre in comparison to the idea of them just getting up on a rail and going slip. Slip.
Yeah, like watching other people. Points. Like watching people play that game is like watching an episode of the X Games. Like somebody who knows what they're doing. Like you can just download their video and just be in awe that the game is capable of allowing you to do that. But it's like, if you're gonna go on there with like a new game, and if you haven't been experiencing it before and you haven't played it, then like you know you're gonna be kind of disappointed at the outcomes for a very long period of time. It's a learning experience. From the ground up, but like the amount of entertainment you get from it is something you can't really measure. Like if you like skateboarding, you either already have this game or you want this game, and if you want it, then why don't you have it? Go get it, because it's Skate 2 and I don't even like skateboarding, but I have it and it's awesome.
It's like, in what platforms is Skate 2 available on?
Xbox 360, PS3. I think they have...
Do they have one for the DS?
I think they have an iterations. They have iterations for the Nintendo consoles called Skate It. I don't know what the hell that is.
You can use a balance board with it or something.
Yeah, and there's one on the DS, and it's like, I wouldn't even... You know, if you want, like, just get a 360 or a PS3. Like, stop trying to hang on to dying dreams.
Just get a PS3. Get me one while you're at the store getting a PS3, because I need another
one. It's like, you can't afford bread now because the economy's bad, but get a PS3. No, seriously, though, get a PS3 because you're going to need entertainment when they start bombing us. China, I mean.
Wow.
That is really serious. Oh, man. You just throw that at kids listening to this show.
Because kids are listening to this podcast.
They are, like, 7-year-old children listen to this show.
That's not my fault. That's their parents.
They do, 7-year-old
kids
listen to this show.
Says who?
Says Bottom Man.
Where's the data on this?
I'll show you the data. I'll show you all the 7-year-old you want.
Whoa! I don't know. No, we're not having this conversation.
All right, cool. And thank you, Lawrence, for that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful review of Skate 2. And I said I wasn't going to call it a review, but I had to call it a review because you have to call it something. So I guess that's a really a review, right? That was on point. Yeah, we're not scoring it. It's good. Go play it, please.
It's kind of a score.
Yeah, it's a score.
Okay, then.
Indirectly, that's a score.
Really? Because what's better than good? Best?
Better?
And then better than best.
That's the highest my score gets.
Good. It's good? All right, so Lawrence is good is like...
No, my bad scores have like 9 tiers, but you only get positive scores at good.
Okay, at good. So Skate 2 is good, right?
My midpoint is adequate.
Okay, so here's how about this then? Games are either good or bad. How about that? We're rating them, but we're not giving them some arbitrary score. There's no number. We don't say 7 out of 7. It's good or bad. How about that?
Okay, unless we're referring to like fanboy nerds anyway. I mean, like,
exactly. So it's good or bad?
That should be an adequate way.
Skate 2 is good. Done.
No,
so
go buy a good game.
Go buy a good game.
For your good system, there better be an Xbox 360.
Or PS3, because you have to have a PS3. You need a PS3 because the Killzone demo comes out end of this week. So, anyway, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages. All right, and welcome back. All right, we're just going to keep going with the flow of things, and we're going to go into our next review thing that we're doing. Yes, and it's going to be totally, solely based on Afro Samurai. Are you not going to do the yell?
Supposed to yell?
Yeah, you're supposed to do the thing. You know, Afro!
Do I get paid for the yell?
Yes, go ahead, do it.
When?
I don't know.
I need to get paid now.
Like right now? Yeah. I have 75 cents. I'll give you 75 cents if
75
you yell.
Cents ain't enough.
That's not enough for you to go, Afro!
I
pay
hundreds of dollars an hour to do this.
I don't have hundreds of dollars an hour to give you. Whatever, I just did it twice. Anyway, so obviously, the next game we're going to be talking about is Afro Samurai.
Is it?
No. Released on January 27th of the year of our Lord, 2009.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. What? Why are you pointing to each other? Huh? What? What's happening? Oh, obviously, I know. When I'm done saying all my stuff, I want to talk about it first. I'm not allowed to talk about it. You got to talk about Skate 2 forever. What about the Lord? I say in the year of our Lord, 2009. Yes. Anyway, game was released on January something, 27th. It was released someday that wasn't today. And, you know, it was developed by Namco Bandai Games, the wonderful people who bring you, you know, Naruto and Soul Calibur. And, yeah. It's like they developed Soul Calibur.
Namco did.
Namco, not Bandai, but Namco Bandai Games, which is the label they're under. Yeah. And it was published by Surge. Don't know what else they've done.
Well, Surge is basically the American label for Namco Bandai right now. That's what they're doing with that.
Okay. Alright. And, you know, this was released on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation platforms. It wasn't released on any of the other ones because it was impossible to release it on the other platforms because the game is really too good to be on anything else. zing!
Perhaps it is.
The game itself, Afro Samurai, takes place somewhere in this, like, the timeline of the Afro Samurai anime and the OVA that was just recently released. But we're not going to talk about that because the OVA was lackluster at best. But the music was really good. Music done by the RZA. Do we call the RZA or just RZA?
No, you call him RZA.
Okay, so it was done it was done by RZA.
No, he is called the RZA.
And all the original voice actors actually came back for this game, which is good because a lot of licensed games tend to have people who aren't or don't sound anything like the people who were originally intended to voice them. So Sam Jackson doing the voice of Sam Jackson as Afro and Ninja Ninja made my heart, you know, swell with joy, as opposed to the Lost game where some guy was pretending to be Terry O'Quinn. So that's John Locke, for people who don't know. And I'm not even getting into that. Did you just say, who is John Locke? Get out. Then get out. Really, you don't watch Lost, stop listening right now. And then everyone's just like, click! All of them, because none of them watch Lost. But no, the game itself takes place in that timeline of the anime and the OVA that just came out. And it kind of jumps around because it doesn't follow the actual plot, because if it did that, it wouldn't be so jumpy. Gameplay-wise, the game is pretty straightforward. It's like your old-school, like, action platformers. Jump around, slice people, they die. It's a very simple formula. There's a... What?
But
there's
always a but.
It's not really like the old games. Because, you see, there's a mechanic that allows you to slow down time. And when you slow down time, you can cut people. Except you can cut people wherever you want to cut them, because when you hold the left trigger, enters what's known as focus mode. And when you go into focus mode, you can aim your attacks, which correspond to the X and Y buttons, with the left analog stick, pressing up on the left analog stick, depending on which button you plan to use to attack, moves your little line around, up to down, left to right, pressing down, again. Now, depending on how the enemy's moving, depending on how you initiate the slice, how long you charge it, because you can charge it while you're in this focus mode. When you release it, you can remove anything from arms, legs, hands, the occasional top of someone's head.
Yeah,
head,
scalp, fingers, toes. Wait, let's do this. Fingers, toes, head, scalp, hat, because they wear hats.
You can cut their hats in half.
You can slice them vertically. You can slice them horizontally.
You can slice them at angles.
Diagonals.
Diagonals.
Like if you're into like geometry and stuff, you can go all like, you know.
Yeah, you read a lot of Shintaro Kengo mangas. You can do all that.
Yeah,
like all of that.
Like you can get into like exact degrees. It's like, oh, I want to make a 65 degree cut from this guy's right shoulder down to his left.
Based on slicing people in certain directions.
Yes, a lot of achievements.
A lot of achievements
based on that.
Based on cutting, you know,
Yeah, like in the game. Oh yeah.
And that is a very satisfying mechanic.
So you're saying that the ability to cut a man down his middle, in half, sideways, from the top, from the bottom, at toes, at fingers, is a very, like, pleasing thing?
It's not even so much the ability to, you know, do that, so much as the game's ability to render it properly.
Okay.
Which Ninja Gaiden attempts to do, but in the end it just comes off as canned anyway. Like, Afro Samurai, like, when you cut people, you cut them in the spot that your sword hits them.
Yeah.
There are no prescripted animations for how those guys fall apart. You hit them, your sword goes through them, and they fall.
Mm-hmm.
In different patterns every time.
It's like, based on where the slice happens, that's where the man falls apart and turns into the Havoc.
Not really, there's no Havoc in the game.
Yeah, there is no Havoc in the game. I'm saying Havoc because I'm so used to every game throwing Havoc on their people.
Like,
and then the person gets hit and they go, just fold over. just paper cups. Just folding in half.
Does not have the Havoc physics engine.
No, it does not. And it looks pretty, too.
It looks like okay.
No, it looks pretty. It's cel-shaded. What's wrong with that?
You're it not looks a fan really of, good to be a cel-shaded game.
You're not a fan of the shaded games?
It looks okay.
I'm not saying that. It has to be, you know.
I love cel shaded games. I'm just saying. It's on the 360. It has to look at least as good, if not better, than the Wind Waker. Shut up.
The Wind Waker is a great game.
Yeah.
I know it has nothing to do with Afro Samurai, but it's a really good game.
No, but you just said the Wind Waker
is cel shaded.
You just said that Afro Samurai does not have to be the Wind Waker. Now, when you take a console that runs at least twice the processing power of the GameCube and you put a game on it, it has to at least.
So you're saying the Wind Waker would look better than the 360?
No, I'm saying the Afro Samurai
looks better than the Wind Waker.
No, I'm saying it has to.
It better. It look better it than the Wind Waker. Because the GameCube and the 360. You go ahead and put a GameCube game in your 360 and see what happens. I'd like to see somebody. Just send me a picture of that.
Oh, my God.
Of what happens when you put a GameCube game in your 360.
Because that's definitely what I'm talking about.
It gets, like, extra rendered. Like, just extra details that you've never seen before.
It's like, then the Wind Waker looks like Gears of War 2.
Mario
ridiculous.
Mario ends up on Soul Calibur.
No, not even. Now we're just talking about stuff that Nintendo makes up and how they make money. Because we speak in code and internet speak now.
I do.
All right. I don't even know what that was that you just did.
That's Evil 5.
I've never heard anyone
do that. Say, I've never heard
any. Like, I've never heard any of the gentlemen
a lot of Resident
in that
Evil
game
5.
Ever say that.
It's like just going with the, you know,
with the what the made up part of Resident
Evil,
the made up baby generation you just put on.
That's right.
Oh man, it's like Islam is the light, though.
Yeah, I played that game.
You watched the video, right?
I downloaded that game. It's on my computer.
It is.
It's sitting on my computer.
It is located on the forum. You can find
exactly. You can find it on the J1 forum. There's a video game that you can get for the DS.
There's a nice thread for it.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it to get babies, right?
It's
Nintendo babies. The company is called Imagine. And they make different games based on stuff that little girls want to imagine doing.
Yeah, like horses,
taking care. Like, there's Imagine Horses, Imagine Parties, Imagine Cheerleading.
Imagine Islamic
but
right-wing
one,
babies.
One of the games is called Imagine Babies. And in the game, if you make your baby extra clean, it says Islam is the light.
It's
a subliminal
message put inside.
No, it says Islam is the light.
It's put in there by the Taliban.
Because the Taliban is the publisher and the developer, Imagine.
That's what they don't want you to know.
They don't want you to know.
They have advertisements on Al Jazeera.
Did you know that it's also in some actual dolls, too?
Yeah, I know. I saw that, too. It's like, the lady was like, it's funny. It's funny. This one lady keeps buying all the toys that has the thing where, like, she bought a doll for her daughter.
Chick's
insane. And the daughter was like, oh, mom, I think the baby says something weird. And she gave it the baby, and it's like, click. And it says something, click. It says, it was like, I love you, click. Islam is the light.
And then she buys the doll, it says it. Then she buys the DS game, and then when you bathe the baby, it said it again.
In fact, I'll add the audio in so you guys can hear it. But it's like, the thing is so funny, because the woman is so caught up in the idea that terrorists are trying to get to her children, that she's like, well, now I gotta go and look at all the stuff my son plays. I'm like, no, you don't want to look at any of that, because you might find something you don't like.
Yeah, you'll find things, you know.
You'll find the light of Islam.
The light of Islam.
It'll just say item found in the light of Islam and spin above her head. Oh, man. Wow. Oh, but seriously, though, Afro Samurai is a... See, look, we did it again. But no, really, Afro Samurai is a really good game. The people who voice the show are part of the show. Would it actually make the Zelda noise? You think if you picked it up? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, you gotta make it loud. You gotta make it loud.
Just play the clip.
I can't hear it. Right. Here's the clip. Oh! Yo, it's like Islam is the light.
For those who don't know what we're doing, it was a video of the doll and its motion sensors. So they're waving their hands in front of the doll and they say different things every time. And the fourth, I think about the fourth time over, it says, Islam is the light.
Islam is the light.
Well,
so
no, that's on YouTube. So
that's on YouTube. Like we'll add up the link to the YouTube account.
We'll add several links.
And even more. Yeah, more importantly, you could just go to www.j1studios.com/forms. It's form.
Or click on the community tab.
Yeah, click on the community tab. Take you right there. Register. Go down to the lounge, and you'll see the thread for it. And gosh, how about that? We have run out of time. So, thank you once again for tuning in to Reset. Islam is the light, guys. It's like, and we'll catch you guys next week. All right. Holler. If you would like to know more about Reset or any of the other logos and labels under the J1 Studios name, you could just head right on over to www.j1studios.com and find out everything that you need to. Make sure to click on the community tab and register on the form so you can talk to all the wonderful people on this show. Myself, Mr. Money, Chris, and all the other wonderful guests that happen to make themselves present on the show. I'd like to thank Brandon for being a wonderful guest, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for being.